When you're living on the street, mail can be an essential way to connect with social services and keep personal relationships going. But where does your mail get sent when you don't have a home address? KLW's Jessica Plachik brings us this story from the Tenderloin Post Office's general delivery window.
Most welfare checks get delivered at the beginning of the month, so those are Hong Fan's busiest days.
Yeah, my name is Hong Fan.
Fan is a U.S. postal worker. She's been at the Tenderloin branch in San Francisco for about 10 years, and most of that time she's worked the general delivery window. General delivery is where you can get your mail if you don't have an address. So that means a lot of Fan's customers are San Francisco's homeless.
No mail for you today. Okay.
It's a busy morning. Fan rarely has more than a couple minutes away from the window before another customer calls her over. She recognizes almost everybody. As soon as she sees them, she runs to the back to get their mail.
Here your mail, ma'am.
Some customers come like clockwork on the first or second of every month, lining up for their checks. Others come more often, expecting cards, packages, news, or employment, like Mangi Irizarry.
We use it almost every 2 weeks. Every two days. Almost every day. She recognizes us.
It's
really
names.
Good.
Yeah, she's
and really fast.
Irizarry tells me she and her partner recently got priced out of their home in San Francisco and now live in a homeless shelter. There are some of the newer regulars. Others have been using this service for years, like Ambrose Blackhorse.
Horse.
Horse?
Yeah.
H-O-R-S-E?
Yeah, just like giddy up, giddy off.
How often do you come to the post office?
Every 10 days, if I could.
Blackhorse is an older Native American man. Today, he's picking up a check and some personal mail. He's been living in San Francisco since 1970. He's homeless, but he says that ends next week.
I go home to see my daughter and my grandchildren.
That's great.
Five.
And where's home?
Sacramento.
Many of Fan's customers have been coming here for a long time. All morning, she leans over and whispers little bits of gossip to me about various people who come to her window. Like, this guy's an artist, that guy served in Vietnam. After one woman silently came to collect her mail, Fan turned towards me.
Then especially I remember her because she doesn't have any business mail. She have only personal mail only. Oh. Yeah, from friend or some family in a foreign country.
A lot of Fan's customers recognize her, too. They even have a nickname for her.
Mama, I know I got it today.
Everybody calls you Mama.
I'm getting old.
I told you, whoa. I love you.
Thank you.
She has the patience of a saint.
That's Gladys Amantea Hugh, another postal worker at this station.
Some of us aren't that patient, but she just really tries to help people. She just pretty much takes everything they dish out, you know, except if they're going to cause her bodily harm or something.
Amantea Hugh says a lot of the people who come through these doors struggle with mental illness and substance abuse, and some of them are in and out of jail.
And do you ever feel in danger?
Yes, we do. We do.
And would you say that that window is probably one of the most difficult post office windows in the city?
Yes, absolutely.
I visited the Tenderloin post office twice, on two different days, over the course of a few weeks. In that time, both windows had their blinds ripped out by angry customers. And that's not all.
You can see people, they pull on the floor, they put on the garbage can on the door.
They poo on it?
Yeah. Then one day I come back from lunch, they put on my counter.
What?
Yeah, I have go to clean up.
Yes, somebody pooped on her counter.
How do you stay so positive?
Oh, you know, I have no choice, first of all. Yeah, but you know, if you you don't have the positive attitude, your day very long, every day become very dreadful. But you know, some day is good, some day is bad. Yeah.
Is today a bad day or a good day?
Maybe 50-50.
They used to have guards stationed at the post office, but now they only stop by as part of regular patrols. Fan says people used to shoot up in front of the P.O. boxes and pass out. That hasn't happened in a while. Fan isn't sure why. But customers can still be violent and make threats when they don't get the mail they expect.
So technically, I don't need to have another ID because my mailbox is here.
Like this guy. He didn't have his photo ID, which is required to pick up mail. A lot of people here use mugshots as ID.
You can go to the A50 Bryan, you get the mugshot there.
That's just a few blocks away, but this customer refused and spent 20 minutes yelling at Fun. She couldn't reason with him. So she went into the back of her office to quietly put mail away while he continued to make threats at the window.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You think I'm joking? Watch me.
Things got so bad that when other customers walked in, they saw him and turned right around and left. I walked towards the back of the post office where Amantea Hugh was making a phone call.
And right now we're calling the cops?
I'm trying to, but they didn't answer. So if he escalates, I will have to call him again. He was removed yesterday because he became violent.
Call the cops.
Hey, ma'am. Hey, can you go to the mailbox?
Either you going to jail or I'm not going to jail.
Today you come here, not a good day.
Do you feel really good doing this job? Do you feel like you're helping people a lot?
You know, if you don't have that kind of feeling, difficult to work here. Yeah, but sometimes, like you see the lady got the check, she's so happy. You feel okay, I do a good work today. Yes.
It's a tough job, but Fawn does it all while smiling and laughing. It's part of the Postal Service mission. Inscribed on the Postal Museum in Washington, D.C., it reads, Messenger of sympathy and love, servant of parted friends, consoler of the lonely, bond of the scattered family, enlarger of the common life.
Yeah,
for Cross Currents, I'm Jessica Plachek.